Hello everybody, welcome back to SR Fit Talks. The goal with each of these podcasts is to bring out as much as value-add content. It's been a while that I've been doing podcasts consistently, but it's time that I get back to it. So here's one podcast for all of you guys. And today's topic is going to be about client adherence, which means why most of you all find it hard to stick to a diet plan. It could be a workout plan or a diet plan, but let's today stick to just to the diet plan, right? Why most of us, including me, find it hard to eat healthy food on a consistent basis? What is the challenge? Why are we humans like that? Let's talk about that today, right? So basically, after coaching like more than 1,000 clients across the globe, I've come up with like 2-3 points which I know for sure why plans don't work, right? So the number one reason is lack of commitment or no commitment. And why that happens? It's because of not having a solid why. So most of the people, when they start out on, let's say, a weight loss journey, the first thing that they think about is, okay, I need to fix my diet plan, right? But when they start, they just started because, okay, they want to look good. They want to lose weight. We all know we want to lose weight. We want to look good, right? But that is not good enough reason for us to, you know, get started. It's just like a surface level reason which we give ourselves or tell people that, you know, I'm going on a diet because I'm going to lose weight. I'm going on this plan, on this program because I want to get fit and lose weight and look good and all that shit. But that is all surface layer or surface level reasons which are not valid enough for our subconscious mind to stick to the plan when things get hard, when life gets stressful. We tend to give up on it. Why? Because there is no commitment. And why is there no commitment? Because there is no solid reason that why are you doing it. Tell me, do you give excuse to go to the office? Do you give excuse to go to the let's say college? Do you give excuses to go and write your exams? Do you give excuses to go and collect your salary? No. Why? Because there is something at stake there. Going to office, there's a stake. If you don't go to the office, there is immediate consequence, guys. You will not get the salary. You will be thrown out of the office. So that is why there is a very, very strong reason behind you doing that. You going to office. It's not like every single day of the year you're excited to go to the office and do the work. No, there are going to be days where you feel like not going to the office, not showing up, but still you end up showing. Why? Simply because you there is reason, there is a solid reason and there is a consequence for it. That is why you show up, right? So ask yourself, like, what is the reason? Why am I doing this? And we'll come to that later, okay? But now let's consider all the points why people don't stick to a program. So that was the number one reason. Number two reason why people can't stick to a plan, why adherence is a big challenge, is because there is no instant consequences in whatever actions or inactions that we take, right? Or it could be immediate results also. What do I mean by that? So if I am a person who is gaining weight every single day by eating unhealthy food, by having an unhealthy lifestyle, I am not seeing the consequences of that unhealthy lifestyle immediately. It's going to take a while. It's going to be probably 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 20 years, right? There are people who realize that I've been living a very unhealthy life after 10 years down the line, when their cholesterol levels are so bad that they're getting heart attack and there's nothing to do about it now. It's like they've gone too far and the only thing that they can do is take tablets and pray that they live longer, right? So there are consequences after 10 years, or there might be consequences just after a year. Someone gets, you know, they test a blood test, they get a blood test done and then they realize that, shit, my sugar levels are too high. Or they get some kind of symptom because of which they feel that their health is not up to the mark. They get a test done and then they realize that, shit, man, I'm really, really unhealthy now. So until that happens, we humans are taking our body very lightly, our health very lightly, our actions very, very lightly, right? So because of that reason, people don't stick to a plan. They start a plan, they don't see immediate results. On the other side of this, they don't see immediate results also when they start a workout plan or a diet plan. They expect the body to change just like that. And when that doesn't happen, we tend to give up. We'll be like, okay, you know what, this is not working, so let me just stop it. There's no point in doing anyway. Why should I torture myself when things are not working? Let me at least have fun. Let me at least enjoy. Let me actually drink, eat, right? So because of that, also people can't stick to a plan. And the number three reason, guys, we follow unrealistic plans. Unrealistic diet plans, unrealistic workout plans, which can't be followed for long. Tell me, do you brush your teeth once in a while? Or do you do it every single day? And have you been doing it since the time that you remember? Why do you think you do that? Why don't you do it for like 3 days, 6 days and then stop it? No, it doesn't work like that, right? It is a day in and day out process. And it is only possible because it's a 5 minute activity. Imagine if someone had told you had to run 3 kilometers every single day, then and only then will you be able to brush your teeth. Guess how many of us would end up missing brushing our teeth, right? It's crazy, right? See, our answers to our questions are right in front of us, right in front of us. All good things in life come because of simple things, simple, boring things, right? If you keep doing brushing your teeth every single day for 5 minutes a day, first thing in the morning and last thing before you go to the bed, you will have a healthy teeth for the rest of your life, or maybe with less ailments, right? Or less pain in your teeth. So why not follow the same thing to our health? Why do we neglect our health so much, right? So these are the three biggest points I feel because of which people end up getting out of a plan or not sticking to a plan long enough to see results. So what is the solution here? Like what can we do as humans? What can we do? Simple techniques and tricks that can be done for us to follow the plan for a longer period of time. The first thing that you guys need to do is dig deeper. Dig deeper into your reasons. Just I want to lose weight, or I want to look good, or I want to fit into my clothes is not a good enough reason, man. If that was a good enough reason, you would have done it by now. Everybody who's looking good out there, everybody who's in shape has a bigger, deeper reason. That's the only reason why they are doing it consistently, and hence the results, right? So my reason, I've told it hundreds of thousands of times. My reason is because every time I work out, my self-confidence comes up. Every time I don't work out, I become that kid that I used to be, that inferior guy who has a lot of complex in him, who feels shy, who feels underconfident to talk to people when I don't work out. Versus when I work out, I'm this guy. I'm creating content. I'm talking to people. I'm inspiring people. I'm in shape. I'm building my business. I'm getting into new ventures. I talk to people. I do public speaking. I stand in front of tens and thousands of people and talk without fear, without thinking of the fact that people might be judging me. They do every single day. Even today they do. I don't give a damn, bro, because I am growing in life. I know that I am getting better every single day by talking to people, going in front of people, embarrassing myself. That is the only way I'm going to grow. I know that. So this kind of confidence comes only after me showing up at the gym and putting in the work. That is the reason I work out. Not to look good, not to be in shape. Those are all the byproducts. Do I not enjoy looking good? Absolutely no. I love looking good. It gives me immense pride and joy in looking good. And when someone says you're looking in great shape, bro, that cloth is looking so good on you, I take pride in it because I've worked my ass off. But is that the reason why I'm doing it? No. That could be one of the reasons, but the deeper reason is what I shared with you guys. It gives me a lot of confidence to talk to anybody on this planet I can talk, right? So that is my deeper reason. What is your deeper reason, guys? I can't do that work for you. I can only guide you as a coach, but you will have to do that work. Are you willing? Are you ready to do that? And you'll only be willing and ready only when you're serious about it. When you're really interested in it, right? That is the next question, honestly. The next part, right? Don't get into this if you're not interested, because it's your waste of time, waste of money, waste of your coach's time, and you're not even adding value to his life or to yourself also, right? So don't get into fitness and healthy living if you're not serious about it. If you're serious, make it a habit. Tell yourself, if I start this year, don't even wait until 2024. Start today. But if you're going to start it this year, it has to be for life. It can't be for 3 months, 6 months. No. If you are serious about it, get into it with full commitment and try to do one thing, guys. One thing in life that you can be proud of. That, okay, you know what? I have done this on my own with full commitment and I'm still doing it every single day. I'm telling you, it's a great feeling. It will change your perspective towards life and problems and everything else that you deal with. You'll start dealing with things in a much different way, right? Because every time you're down doing a push-up, you'll have to push yourself up against those problems, that resistance that life is causing you. And every time you encounter some resistance in life, you'll think about that push-up. You know what? After that 11th push-up, to get back up for the 12th one, I had to push really hard. If I have the mindset and the willpower to do that with my physical activity, why not do the same and show the same attitude here? Right? That is how your physical fitness or mental ability to follow through a hard diet plan will develop you in becoming stronger through life, right? So the only solution here would be to ask yourself deeper questions, dig deeper, and stay committed and be interested in it. Otherwise, don't get into this at all, right? Second point is by focusing on the compound effect. See, what's a compound effect? Both good and bad things in life have compound effect, which means over a period of time, things compound. So if you keep smoking a cigarette today, it might not do any harm. But 10 years down the line, one cigarette a day might become 10 cigarettes a day, and then 10 might become 15 cigarettes a day. So over a period of time, you end up smoking lakhs and lakhs of cigarettes, which compound after 10 years and give you a really bad ailment. Versus working out every single day, or maybe brushing your teeth twice a day. Today it might not do anything, right? 5 years down the line, you might be having the best teeth in the world, or you might be the fittest person in the planet by working out like 15 minutes every single day. I'm just giving you an example how things compound, right? So follow and focus on compound effect, just like how you do it on money. If you are investing somewhere, the money that you have invested today, 10 years down the line, would have compounded and gotten bigger and better. Just like that, even your health also works the same way. The actions that you take also work the same way. So don't think that, oh man, I've been putting so much work, but my body is not seeing any results. Fuck the results. Put in the work, no? Put in the action. Play the long game, because anything good comes in the long run, not short-term consistency. Nobody remembers today Joginder Sharma, the guy who balled the T20 World Cup, 2007 World Cup, right? When India won, hardly people remember him. It's because he was not consistent. He was just there for that one tournament. Although he played well. Many remember him. But is he a legend like MS Dhoni? Is he a legend like Virat Kohli? No. Why do we talk about them? It's because of the consistent results or the consistent actions that they kept taking, because of which they got the results, desired results, right? So until and unless you focus on doing something consistently over a period of time, you will not have compound effect. Without compound effect, you can't do anything good in life, right? So focus on compound effect, focus on long-term consistency, focus on showing up day in and day out. That's the only way you're going to see good results, and you'll be able to stick to a plan. And the last one, the last solution that I have for you guys is make the change today. Don't wait for someday, one day. Do it now and stick to it. Do it now and stick to it. If you keep thinking, no, I'll wait for the, let me finish my trip, let me finish my wedding, let me finish my promotion, it's not going to work out. Do it today. Start today. Start small. I use this trick with my clients. I don't put them on a diet plan. I give them 5-minute habits. Okay, week one habit, I want you to drink 3 liters of water. That's it. That's the only change for the first week. Will you be able to do it? They say, it's very easy, man. Give me some diet plan. No. Can you listen to me? Can you trust the process? Okay, will you be able to do it? Great. It sounds easy, right? Do it for the next 7 days and show me. Prove me wrong. I'm telling you, just 3 days into the habit, people come to me and tell, you know what, I've not been able to do it successfully. But you told it's very easy. It's just 3 liters of water. Why are you not able to do it? No, man, day one I started very well, but then life got bad, you know, like life got to me, a lot of stress, boss is eating my head, I had deadlines. Arre, don't give me excuses. Did you do it or not? If you've not done it, let's do the same thing for the next week, right? So make it simple and easier. So the first week, if they're not able to do it 3 liters, I make it 2 liters. Can you do 2 liters? Only when they say, yes, I can do it, is when we go ahead with the habit. So week one, they failed 3 liters. Week two, we follow 2 liters. Week two, they did 2 liters. Amazing. Let's see for one more week if you can do it. Week three, 2 liters of water. Great. Successful. Awesome. Now let's add one more habit. This week, you'll be adding 3 whole eggs a day. One for breakfast, one for lunch, one for dinner. Can you do it? Week one, 3 times they did it. Good. Week 2, 7 times. Amazing, excellent. That's a great progress. Now let's move to habit 3. So basically what I'm trying to say is keep the change small, but change today. Something that you can do on a day-to-day basis while having other stressors of life. Because if you are thinking that I'm going to go on a full proper 1-hour workout routine, a crazy ass Hrithik Roshan diet plan, it's never going to happen. People, you will never have a perfect time. Even if you do, which most people can't, you will not be able to sustain that. That is the biggest reason why you're giving up. Biggest reason why you're not able to stick to a plan. It's because you have unrealistic expectations out of you. And you, my friend, you are the only person who's adding stress in your life. Nobody else. Not your boss, not your company, not your family. No, it's you, your thoughts, your thinking, and that's it, right? So please stop putting unwanted pressure. And I will end the podcast with this quote. The most amazing bodies in this planet are because of the most boring basics followed by these human beings. The most amazing bodies are achieved by these humans by doing the most boring basics. Right? Let that sink in. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, guys. Thank you. I hope this adds some value and gets you thinking of why you're not able to stick to a plan. And hopefully you take action. Inaction is also an action, mind you. Inaction also is an action, right? So thank you so much once again. I'll be back with yet another podcast. Until then, see you guys. Take care. Bye-bye. Please do subscribe to the channel. Thank you.